joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline for a couple of minutes to talk about threats of teen suicide that we reported on yesterday. 700 tips to safe to tell with a connection to threats of teen suicide. And that relates back to a lot of screen time for kids now that we're mid-pandemic and out of school, a lot of time on our hands. And that connects then to too much exposure to cyberbullying, a huge problem. And Zoe here to offer her thoughts and observations. Zoe, welcome to Caradio's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
It's a privilege, as always. And just a quick side note, we do have the benefit of your company the first Tuesday of every month here on Caradio's Afternoon News for your mental health moments. Always good advice and guidance to sort of keep us on track in these very tough times. This is a particularly difficult subject. There were 20-some-odd thousand calls to Safe to Tell, for example, in the school year last year. In June alone, 700 of those calls now connected to threats of suicide by children, and a correlation given by the Safe to Tell people to a lot of screen time and overexposure to cyberbullying. May we have your thoughts and observations on that, Zoe?
Well, I really feel, Ted, and I was just talking with some of my staff a little bit ago about this issue, is that while screen time and cyberbullying could definitely be an issue, right? We just think about ourselves and social media and what a mess it is right now with so many diverse thoughts on each end of the spectrum and people being pretty unkind to each other. I've had staff members who've talked about being out in public, riding bikes, playing with their kids, doing different things, and have had people get really angry with them. So we are looking at issues like the lack of socialization for kids that's really affecting a lot of children and teenagers at this time. Kids couldn't go to prom. They couldn't graduate from high school or from middle school. There weren't all these celebrations, no birthday parties. These are things that kids look forward to, and socialization for children and teenagers is such a huge part of their life.
And you put that very adeptly, I think, when we were talking earlier today, in terms of kids just aren't able to be kids right now.
No, and you look at society in general, people are not able to do the things that have typically helped them to regulate, right? So we have a lot of people with very big emotions that they're not able to regulate, adults included in that. And then we have kids, right, who are looking at everything that's going on around us. And the world is just a little crazy right now with a lot less stability.
Zoe, with about a minute left in our time together, and again, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on that Afternoon News. Could you offer a couple of bits of advice or guidance for parents to help their kids through this time?
I would definitely encourage families to do some family things, letting kids do some things with friends. Being careful is really important, but eliminating all social activity is really a big problem. And children need the opportunity to have birthday parties and these passages of life that are so important. And so finding ways to be creative and really being aware of your own emotions and what you're bringing into the house regarding news. The news is polarizing right now, and it's scary. And I think even just as much as possible, try to provide that support in every sense of natural that you can in a time where everything's really unnatural.
Zoe Bonach, Clinical Director of NeuroHope Psychotherapy and Neurofeedback. We thank you once again for spending a couple of minutes on this very important topic here on Caradio's Afternoon News.
Thank you.